ताई, जय गौर, जय श्री राधा। আমরা ধারাবাহিক রূপে
We are continuously hearing from Shishi Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Previously, we have stopped where Gop Kumar, by the strength of chanting mantra, that he has reached Vaikuntha, but still he couldn't gain peace. Bhagavan Sri Vishnu, along with Sri Lakshmi Devi, they've taken the forms of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna in order to give bliss to Gop Kumar. They've shown him different leelas as well. Still, Gop Kumar mind couldn't gain complete bliss. Lord Shri Krishna was giving darshan to Gop Kumar in his dream, and he would gain so much bliss like that. But the bliss that he has gained even in a dream couldn't be compared with other experiences and all of those darshans and leelas that Lakshmi Devi and Sri Vishnu has given to him. We know that Mother Gauri, wife of Lord Shiva, in order to test Lord Ramachandra, she has taken the form of Sri Sita Devi. She is able, Mother Gauri, to take form also of Sri Radharani, also of Sri Rukmini. But the mercy and the glory of Radharani, she couldn't express. She could take the form only. In a similar way, the relish of Sri Krishna is possible of Krishna only. That mercy of Sri Radharani, only Sri Radharani herself can give. No one else can, to say, imitate or express it in the same way as these personalities themselves, divine personalities. So Narad Muni, as we have heard, who have witnessed Gop Kumar still not gaining complete bliss in Vaikuntha, was amazed. He said that he has never seen anyone who is sad or in distress in Vaikuntha. And Gop Kumar has told to him, O greatest of the Munis, he has answered to Narad Muni, it's true what you are telling. You were able to recognize my pain, my distress. Narad Muni has again told to Gop Kumar, I know what your mind is eager for. But if I tell you directly how to solve it, it would be offensive towards Lord Vishnu and residents of Vaikuntha. You're very dear to Lord. This is why I'm speaking to you about all these topics.
প্রত্যেকের সেবা পৃথক পৃথক
according their moods, everyone is serving the Lord in Vaikuntha in a different ways. As they desire, the Lord gives them the darshan in such a way. How? For example, the way that someone worships the Lord appears in front of them in such a form. In Shastras, scriptures, example of money or a crystal, a precious jewel, is described. Or the meaning of this verse is, for example, a precious jewel, the crystal of a precious jewel. If you keep something that is blue in front of it, then it will show blue color. So whatever color is close to it, it will reflect that kind of color. In a similar way, Sri Achyuta, Lord Govinda, he will show his form according to the mood of his devotee, according to the desire of that particular devotee. For example, when Sri Krishna went to Mathura, he is the one Lord, one divine personality, but everyone present would see him in a different way.
Mrittur bhojapater virato vidusham tattam param yoginam vrishninam parodevotiti vidito rangam gata sagraja.
The Supreme Lord,
Bolayapit namok hostike vaspore,
after he has killed the elephant, he was approaching closer to the arena of Kamsa. He was approaching, but everyone present would see him in a different way according to their own moods, relationship towards the Lord. The warriors would see that the greatest of all warriors is approaching. Women that were present, they have seen the Cupid personified. Gopas, they have seen the one of his own, considering Krishna to be their own, a little boy from their family. They would see him in such a way. The cowherd, little cowherd boys would think our friend is coming. Those who were in motherly mood towards Sri Krishna, those gopis, elder gopis, would think, our son is coming. And Kamsa, what did he see? He has seen his death personified. All the munis and rishis, all those sages, they were thinking that Lord from our heart, He is coming in a personified form in front of us. All the Yadavas, members of Rishni family, they were thinking, the Deva of our family is coming. So Naradi has told to Gop Kumar, the way that devotees are worshipping the Lord appears in front of them in those forms. Writer of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, that bhaktas are meditating upon Ishwar, the Supreme Lord and Controller. The way they are meditating upon Him, He is giving His darshan to them in such a form. Srila Goswami Pad is saying that Krishna had 16,108 wives. So all of them, all the wives of Krishna in Dwaraka, they're all serving the meal to Sri Krishna. So whatever they've cooked, vegetables, etc. items, Lord is fulfilling desire of all these wives to take these meals. He is accepting all these meals at the same time. And each of these queen was thinking, it's me only who is serving Him. I am serving Him separately. So the Supreme Lord, He can do whatever He wishes. He is able to do that. So in this relation, Narad Muni once has visited Dwaraka. First of all, he was thinking, in this world, people are marrying one wife and they are not able even to take care of that one family. Shall they be able to take properly or not? It's not known. But the Supreme Lord, even in an example of Lord Ramachandra, he has married Sita Devi, and there were so many difficulties going on in their lives, that whole their life passed through that. But Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, He has married 16,108 wives. And to test Him, Great Muni, Great Sage Narad has visited Dwaraka. First of all, He has visited the house of Rukmini Devi. In the morning, Lord has gotten up, did His duties. Rukmini Devi was cooking for Him. When Narad Muni appeared in their home, Lord Sri Krishna and His wife Rukmini Devi, they welcomed Him, offered asan, the seat. And then Sri Rukmini Devi has served the meal. So Narad Muni could witness that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna seated on His asana, He has accepted whole meal. So Shri Krishna, Rukmini Devi, they welcome Narad Muni. Please, please come. They welcome him nicely and served him. So in this way, Narad Muni was visiting each of the families of Shri Krishna. And each time he was very nicely welcomed and served the meal as well. But how much he could take? After few houses he has visited, few meals, he would say, "Oh, I can't eat anymore." His belly was filled already. But whenever he would go, Lord Shri Krishna would accept the sumptuous meal. Whole year has passed like this, until Narad Muni could visit all the houses of all the families of Shri Krishna in Dvaraka. Again, he has come to the first house of Rukmini Devi. So in each of the houses, Lord Shri Krishna would perform different pastimes. Somewhere he was accepting meal, somewhere performing his duties, somewhere he was distributing wealth to the poor, somewhere he was getting ready to go to the assembly and perform further duties. Whole year passed like that. So when Narad Muni again came to the first house of Rukmini Devi, all-knowing Supreme Lord Antaryami, the one that is in the heart of everyone, knowing the mind of Narad Muni, he was welcoming him. He has told, "Please come." So Narad Muni expressed his doubt. So each time, as it was mentioned, when Narad Muni would come, Lord Shri Krishna along with each of his wives, whose house Narad Muni visited, they would welcome him, worship, as it's done when the sage, such a great personality, comes. But today, Lord Shri Krishna has told to Narad Muni, "O great Muni, O my son, give up such a doubts," as Narad Muni has expressed his doubts. He says, "Your father, four-headed Brahmana, he has four heads, but still he was bewildered at seeing my Leela. So then you, son of four-headed Brahmana, you give up all such doubts. It's not possible to understand my Leelas, my pastimes easily." Hearing from acharyas, it's possible to understand these pastimes a little bit, but it's not possible to understand incomplete. When we are looking into this material world, we see something that's right and something that's not right. We are seeing the truth and lies. These are the double qualities of illusory energy of the Lord. But there is nothing like that in relation to the Lord, that we can say, this is true, this is lie. There is no such a duality in the personality of the Lord or in this connection, understanding his pastimes.
সেটার থেকে বোধ হয় আগুন উৎপন্ন হচ্ছে, জলের মধ্যেই স্থলের ভ্রম।
So there is example of this fish now explain that when we look at it, as this is example of illusion, at some places it's shining, it looks like fire is coming. We have another example that sometimes in the desert there is illusion as if water is there, like a mirage. But when we come close, there is no water. From far away, it looks like water, but it's not water in actuality. So in relation to the Supreme Lord, Srila Sanatana Goswami is also explaining here. The Supreme Lord is manifesting all this universe, all this material nature. Maya, illusionary energy, is His energy. He is manifesting it. The Supreme Truth is the Supreme Lord. And His creation is also the Supreme Truth. When we look at one of His creations as this illusory energy, sometimes it seems it is there or not. It looks like illusion. But in actually, it's creation of the Supreme Lord, and it's also Supreme Truth. In the scriptures, it is told, the Supreme Lord is Shri Krishna. Although sometimes it mentions that all the incarnation of the Lord are coming from Lord Vishnu. It is told that Narayan, he is avatari, he is the source of all avatars, Narasimha, etc. Still, Narad is saying, Krishna stu Bhagavan Svayam. Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is Bhagavan Himself. Krishna and Narayan are the same, but still, there is some difference within them, between them. They are the same and they are different. Bed, abed. Lord Narayan and Lord Shri Krishna, they are different in only four qualities. Shri Krishna has four more qualities. Narayan doesn't have these four qualities of Shri Krishna. Which one? These are those four madhuryas, transcendental, sweet, loving qualities. Shri Govinda has four more qualities than Narayan. Which ones? Lila Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Venu Madhuri and Rupa Madhuri. Lord Narayan, Shri Narayan, doesn't have those four qualities. In order to explain these, Srila Sanatana Goswami is giving example of Shri Lakshmi Devi. She is the consort of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. But she is giving up, leaving Vaikuntha and all the opulence of Vaikuntha, and she comes to Vrindavan, to Belvan. to perform austerities. Why? Because Narayan doesn't have these four qualities of Shri Krishna. So this is why Lakshmi Devi has left Narayan all the happiness, all the wealth, opulence of Vaikuntha. She has left and came to Vrindavan to perform tapasya austerities. But there is no gain in Vrindavan if one doesn't follow in the footsteps of Shri Radharani. Rama Devi or Lakshmi Devi, she was performing austerities in Belvan. And Radharani Sakis, that are very merciful, they have told to her, "Oh, the Lordess of all opulence, oh Lakshmi Devi, even if you would do these kind of austerities for endless, endless lives, hundreds, thousands, millions of lives, you will never gain our Govinda. Those who are having wealth, they're having the false ego." Lakshmi Devi, she has answered, "What are you saying? I am Lakshmi Devi personified. I am the lordess of all opulence. And you're speaking about Shri Radharani, who is only a cowherd girl. Am I supposed to follow in the footsteps of one cowherd girl? No, I would never do that." Because of that, Lakshmi Devi, until these days, she is still performing austerities in Belvam, and she would never in such a way gain Lord Govinda. Scriptures are explaining what is the way of worship Lord Shri Krishna. Give aside all the opulence. She herself, Lakshmi Devi, she's the queen, the lordess of all opulence, and she is not able to gain Shri Krishna. What to say of some ordinary person then, worshipping in such a way? Lord Govinda in Vraj wouldn't be gained. Example is Shri Lakshmi Devi herself. Until these days, she is worshipping Shri Krishna, performing tapasya austerities in Belvan, in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, Narayan is avatari, he is the source of all avataras. Lord Shri Krishna gave him instruction that it's his qualification and his duty, Lord Narayan's duty, to manifest all these different avatars. Narayan is not ordinary. All the avataras is coming from him. He is avatari, the source of all avatars. But this sweetness, madhurya, this transcendental loving sweetness, those four sweetnesses that we have mentioned, of Krishna's form, rupa, his lila pastimes, his prema, his purest love, and his flute, Venu Madhuri. Narayan doesn't possess these four transcendental, loving, sweet qualities of Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna. Because of these four qualities, Lakshmi Devi has left Narayan and she has come to Vrindavan, to Vraja, because She was desiring that by worshipping Shri Krishna, she would gain him, his association. To desire someone else except of own husband, it's a sin of that woman. But when Krishna is there, if someone desires, if some woman desires Shri Krishna, so then there is no sin in that. So Mother Lakshmi, she has given up everything. She came to Vraja to perform tapasya, austerities, and she is doing it till now. Because she was eager to gain, and she is still eager to gain those four transcendental, loving, sweet qualities of Shri Krishna, those four madhuryas. So the goddess, the lordess, the queen of all opulence, she has given up everything in order to gain Shri Krishna. Until these days, she is performing tapasya austerity in Belvan, in Vrindavan. In Posh month, Maharaj is explaining. Maharaj is staying, as Katha is taking place in Karti, he's saying soon this Posh month is coming, and at that time, there is a special offering being offered. So Radharani Sakis has explained to Lakshmi Devi, if you would not follow in the footsteps of our Swamini Shri Radharani, you will never gain our Lord Shri Krishna. Lakshmi Devi, she spoke of her opulence, but the gopi said, we are not interested in opulence. We see that opulence was not present in such a visible way in Vraja. Nowadays, in Kali Yuga, it's different, that opulence is seen in external ways. So Lakshmi Devi, at this time, there is that special offering mentioned in relation to Posh Mass, that Lakshmi Devi offered khichdi. She has offered in a simple way some rice and dal. She has cooked khichdi. After performing tapasya, she has offered it to Shri Krishna and she has accepted it. So there is a blissful festival of offering khichdi to Shri Krishna, where all Vrajavasis are offering khichdi to Lord Shri Krishna. They are bringing the deities of Shri Radha Krishna, they are offering khichdi, and they are also offering that prasadi khichdi to Lakshmi Devi. There is a great festival on the first Thursday in the Posh month. So it's not possible to gain Shri Krishna by independent bhajan. In order to properly perform bhajan, it's possible to do it by anugatya, following in the footsteps of Shri Guru, Shri Acharyas, Shri Radharani and the gopis. It should be learned. Krishna bhajan, worshipping of Shri Krishna, is anugatya bhajan. It's bhajan following in the footsteps of all these personalities that we have mentioned. So we have learned that there is sadhan siddha and kripa siddha. They are those devotees who achieve siddhi or perfection by performing sadhana, and they are those who gain siddhi or perfection by kripa, by mercy. It's very hard to gain the Lord by sadhana siddha, to achieve sadhana siddhi. But by the mercy of Shri Guru, of Vaishnava, that kripa siddhi, it's easier to gain the Lord. For example, Markandeya Rishi is known to be sadhana siddha. So many manvantaras. He was performing tapasya, austerities, and he has gained the darshan of Bholenath, Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. He has gained Badrinarayan as well. He is known as sadhana siddha, the one that has gained siddhi or perfection by performing sadhana. Although he is known as sadhana siddha, we can see throughout his life he has had the mercy of his guru. Although everyone knows him, everyone knows him as the one that has gained perfection by performing sadhana. More hard than performing the worship of Supreme Lord is to worship Shri Guru. Lord in his deity form is in Mauna. He's not speaking. He wouldn't say anything. Shastra scriptures are saying so. He is in Mauna Mudra. It means he's not speaking. Whatever devotees would do, he's there, but not speaking to them. But when serving Guru, Guru would speak directly and instruct the disciple. So in such a way, it's easier to gain perfection, to serve the Lord and gain perfection under the guidance of Shri Guru. So Markandeya Rishi, he was serving his guru daily. And when doing the offering, his guru would instruct him to take the meal. But if in some days, guru would be engaged in some service and would miss to mention to his disciple, Markandeya Rishi, to take the meal, he would fast on such a days. So in such a way, he would faithfully serve his guru daily, along with service of the Lord. So he is known as example of sadhana siddha, the devotee who has gained perfection by performing his sadhana. But at the same time, in his life, we see that he was dedicated to the service of his guru. So it's understood that he has gained guru kripa as well, which has helped him to attain his sadhana siddhi. So, in order to gain the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, we need to follow in the footsteps. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible to reach the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. So Lakshmi Devi, she is not able to follow in the footsteps of Shri Radharani and Vraja Gopis. So still until these days, she is not able to gain the association of Lord Shri Krishna, although she keeps performing her austerities. So different devotees worship the Lord in different moods, some as their own child, some as their friend, some as being a servant of the Lord. So in all these varieties of the forms, relationships, devotees are worshipping the Lord in Maduras, in Vatsalyaras, Sakyaras, Dasyaras. The topmost is Maduras. But in whichever way devotee is worshipping, whichever mood following devotee will gain that service and that relationship. If, for example, someone feels like a servant of the Lord, they will gain the Lord by serving Him in such a mood. So each of the devotee has particular relationship with the Lord. And by worshipping the Lord in such relationship, they will gain perfection. So it wouldn't be appropriate to push our own relationship, our own mood upon others, to force someone to accept Siddha Pranali and Manjari Bhav. It's not appropriate. They are devotees qualified for different particular moods, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam, and Madhur. So if we would force our mood of Manjari Bhav upon them, it's not appropriate. They might be in Vatsalya mood, as we see some mothers. They are having these motherly feelings towards Sri Krishna. Some are in the friendship mood, someone in servitorhood. So sadhu and guru, when meeting devotees, they would ask, in which form do you see your Lord? Which Lord do you wish to worship? They would ask that. So it's not possible to just, whoever comes, we just force one mood upon them to tell, as in the market, we are selling Manjari Bhav and you have to tell it, to take it. It's not appropriate. Each devotee coming might be having their own mood. So if they're also feeling like and accepting this mood, then they can take shelter at that particular parampara. As if some art student would be forced to study economics and business. They wouldn't feel for it. They wouldn't be successful in it. So according to their own mood, their own qualities, qualifications, the students are taking different schools, different universities. So in the same way, in the service of the Supreme Lord, according to qualifications, different devotees are accepting different ways of worship, taking shelter accordingly. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, how is Harikatha? It should be, Harikatha should be according to Shastras, to scriptures. If during Harikatha some example is given, some ordinary material example shouldn't be given. Mahaprabhu is saying that wherever some example is given, there is a need to give some certain example. Those examples should be taken from scriptures, from Puranas, from the old scriptures. All these stories, examples that were given in Puranas, these should be given. There is divine power in these narrations. So we should give these examples.
যে হরিকথা
So example is given that Harikatha should be given in continuous way. Hearing in such continuous, gradual, continuous way, a specific mercy is there. Then auspiciousness would come. Scriptures are saying that those Harikatha that are speaking in a continuous way, in a gradual way, these are like a places where hamsas, swans are gathering. But if during Harikatha there is a mixture of the different points, taking something from here, something from there, and mixing up everything, then it's like a place where crows are gathering. Crows are usually gathering at unclear places. Srila Goswami Pad is saying that the places where crows are gathering, these are not clean and clear places. Crows, they're going from one to another place. Sometimes they eat from dirty places. Sometimes they go to someone's house. It's not clear where they will go next and what they will eat next. So the crows in this way are known to go to unclean variety of places. So we shouldn't be like crows in this regard. And such a crow-like places, the places where crows like together, auspiciousness and happiness wouldn't be gained. Going to places where speakers are speaking whatever they like from here and there, we wouldn't gain happiness and auspiciousness from such a katha. So, we were hearing discussion between Narad Muni and Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar has answered to Narad Muni, "Yes, you are right. I am blissful here in Vaikuntha, but still I am not completely blissful. The bliss, satisfaction that I gain in my dream when seeing Madan Gopal, I am not able to gain from seeing, having the darshan of Lakshmi Narayan." That's true. In whichever way, in whichever mood, scriptures are saying, whichever mood one says, one has, he should worship the Lord in such a way. According to the mood, the worship should be done. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the same point. Everyone is considering their own mood as the best. Those who are in dasya mood, servitorhood, they consider their mood to be the greatest. For the devotee worshipping in particular mood, their own mood is the greatest. Taking own mood, devotees are relishing the ras. They're relishing this nectar of that particular mood, relishing the Lord, the nectar of the Lord in that particular way. And that's the greatest, the highest for them. So in whichever mood devotee is and is worshipping the Lord in that mood, they will achieve perfection in that mood. They will gain the darshan of the Lord in that particular form, desired particular form. So Narad Muni has taken Gop Kumar in a secluded place, in one garden, and he has given instructions to Gop Kumar. He has explained these points that in one way Narayan, Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna are not different, but that still there are four more transcendental loving qualities of Sri Krishna, those four Madhuryas. And in this way, Narad Muni was speaking to Gop Kumar about further abodes above Vaikuntha, of Ayodhya, up to Goloka Dham. So during Kartik, we are daily hearing, and we are going to hear these further topics as well. Shriman Mahaprabhu's mercy and by Radharani's mercy. We are going to continue our katha tomorrow, and today we are putting our katha to rest here.
Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Go Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai Sri Shukadev Goswami Pad Ki Jai Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai Sri Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai Damodar Vrata Ki Jai Vratakari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai আজকের আনন্দ কি যায় আপন আপন শ্রী গুরু মহারাজ কি যায় সমাগত ভক্ত মণ্ডলী কি যায় সমাগতা মাতৃমণ্ডলী কি যায় জয় জয় শ্রী রাধে শ্যাম নিতাই গৌর হরি বল।